It's time to get behind the mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley on KFAR Radio, promoting all of our incredible nonprofit organizations that truly make Fairbanks the Golden Heart City. And now, let's get behind the mission.
Listening to Behind the Mission with United Way of the Tananaw Valley. I'm Kayla Smith, Executive Director of United Way, and today we are talking about an organization that provides something incredibly important, a safe place, support, and hope for the youth in our community. Joining me today is Crystal and Alea with Fairbanks Youth Advocates, also known as The Door. Ladies, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. So for those who are not too familiar with FYA and The Door and the mission, can you tell us a little bit about what you all do?
Yeah, of course. So I'll start with some history of the organization. So Fairbanks Youth Advocates was founded in 2012 to help out the youth in our community in the city of Fairbanks. And what that looked like was a partnership between Fairbanks Youth Advocates and then the local church just downtown here. And the organization functioned in the basement of the church. So every night, kiddos, if they were in need of a safe place to stay or in need of resources, they would come to the church, stay the night, and then the next day go on their way and come back and forth. So that's kind of how it started for 2 years. That operated that way until we could show that to the city that was an actual need for a building.
Wow.
Or a youth shelter. So in 2014, the shelter was built by several different partners in town with the help of the city, too, through the block grant. And from there, it's grown. It was a shelter in 2014 built for teenagers 12 to 18 years old. And in the past year, 2025, we expanded all the way down to 6 years old. And then we went the other direction as well and expanded all the way up to 24 for our outreach and our transitional services.
Wow, that's incredible. I mean, it's incredible to think about the need that exists to have, you know, an organization come together like this and create an organization to you know, emphasize the support that's needed in this area of our community. What you kind of touched on some of the different age groups and stuff that you work with. You know, why do you see that it's so important that youth and families in our community have a place like The Door to turn to?
Yeah, absolutely. There's so many reasons, right? And we're even finding more nowadays. Originally, it was just founded to be a youth shelter, you know, so that safe place when they had nowhere to go. And as times evolve, things change, generations change. We see more patterns of abuse. We see more runaway kiddos. We see parents surrendering their kiddos. And then we have, you know, the little bits of trafficking that are starting to play into kiddos at all ages. And so really, you know, having a safe place to go, I mean, we see adult homelessness fairly easily, right? You see them on the streets. You don't see that with kids. Kids are resourceful in their own way. They find places to stay, whether that's safe or not, and they trust individuals that are strangers just who promise something better that isn't good for them. So having a place for them, you know, where their basic needs are provided for, then we can give them a path to something better versus what somebody might take advantage of them for.
Right, exactly. I mean, these are some challenges that we don't even realize. They're right under our nose, and we don't realize that. But you're right. Kids are very resourceful, and it is amazing, and it's a wonderful thing that you all have a place for kids to go. And, you know, something else I've learned about your organization is that it's not just about, you know, runaway kids who utilize your home as a resource. It's families who need support, even. And so I think that's an inspirational part of your program is really trying to keep the families together and when it works and when it's appropriate and stuff. So, you know, I suppose tell me a little bit more about that sort of element of the program.
Sure. Yeah. We really started looking at it in the end of 2024, beginning of 2025. We're youth advocates, right? It's right in the name of our organization. But on the other side of it, we're also parent advocates. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, a kiddo who's got a safe home, just there might be some kind of disconnect or something happening. you know, that they just need some extra support or somebody to have that, help them have a conversation. That's what we're there for. We don't want kiddos to be away from home if they don't need to be. And so we started looking at these situations where kids were coming to us or even parents were bringing kiddos because they were just, you know, kind of at their wit's end and they have no idea what to do, but they needed help. And so we started looking at that and we just decided, you know, like one day we're just going to sit down and have conversations, like bring kid yes. and parents in the same room because, I mean, at the end of the day, most of the time it's a communication issue yes. with the parent and the kiddo. And so we're really just a third party there to help navigate that. A lot of times kiddos also don't feel like their voices are heard. So as an adult, we can help them have that voice to their parents or just even, you know, what's bothering them, what's concerning them, you know. So it gives us that avenue. And it was wildly successful. Like within a matter of months, we saw a complete turnaround in. We didn't have, like, kiddos who were going home and coming back weeks later, months later, yes. you know, we saw
those. Or staying for excessive amounts of time.
Yeah. So we saw a huge turnaround in that realm. And in the end of 2024, we had a 99% success rate mm-hmm. with reunification for those kiddos who are able to go back home or even to another family member in the meantime while they still worked on that relationship with family at home.
Sometimes we were even able to get them home before they had to do an intake at the mm-hmm. shelter. We were able to get that figured out like the moment they walked through the door.
Just having the conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just giving them a safe space to have a conversation, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it was, we had like in 2025, we had 43 kiddos who were runaways, and 15 of those were able to go back home but without even doing an intake into the shelter.
Yeah.
And which is the ultimate goal. I mean, mm-hmm. like you said, yeah. is to keep the families united and everybody when it's right. And, you know, it's interesting that you say that, you know, it comes down to a communication issue. I mean, isn't that the world today? Like,
right.
truly, isn't that, aren't those adult issues? I mean, yeah. not even just for the kids. So to be able to provide, like I said, a safe space for these kids to have a conversation that is, you know, is going to be meaningful and really actually help the mm-hmm. family unit stay together and, you know, grow together.
Right.
It's thank yeah. you. Thank you for that. It's so important. So very important. So if you're just tuning in, you know, you're listening to Behind the Mission with the United Way, Kayla Smith here interviewing with Crystal and Alea with Fairbanks Youth Advocates, The Door. So, you know, just The Door program, it provides shelter, resources, support for youth in our community. So you've told us a little bit about how The Door came to be and, you know, the fact that you all had to, you know, sort of validate the need for a youth shelter before the establishment of The Door itself opening up. You know, what does a young person experience when they've gone through the intake and they're now, you know, a resident of your home?
Yeah, we honestly like to say that, like, we're just another home with probably more kids in it than others, you know. Those of you guys, if you've been inside the shelter, you know, it's not white walls. It's not locked doors. Right. It looks like a home.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. that's the goal. We do all of our meals and everything in-house. Our staff does it. The kids are part of that. Those are family style. After, you know, they go to school like they would normally at home. Or if they're in a homeschool, they still do all their education, things mm-hmm. like that. We have kiddos who go to work. And then when they come home in the evenings, you know, there's different activities. They each have their own case management and stuff that our staff mm-hmm. does with them. If it's our 16 to 18 group, you know, we're working on life skills and things like that to build them into adults down the road.
Yeah.
So I mean, really, it's just like a home, just people that might not necessarily be related by blood, right? So
we try to stay as involved as we can between going to appointments or, like, this mm-hmm. morning we were playing outside with two of our littler kids.
Before the bus, yeah.
Making their lunches. And mm-hmm. so, yeah, I would say that it's the closest to a home that you're going to get in the situation that they're in.
Yeah, so. Which is incredible. Again, thank you for filling that void, that need. It's such a basic thing. You know, we just want to be a part of something and a part mm-hmm. of a unit. And I think that's thank you so much for filling that for so many people, so many kiddos. How many kids would you say that you have, you know, either currently or just, you know, annually? I mean, I'm not sure how you would gauge that, but
yeah,
right now we have six and then no, we have five.
Five, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right now we have five. And then I would say on a yearly basis, we have ranging around 100, if not more, on occasion.
Yeah, so. 2025, our shelter number was 205. And then our drop-ins were 151. Yeah. So that was over 300 kids in 2025, which was a pivotal year for us, too. I mean, you guys all saw, too, in the holidays, like, we were at capacity for months. And so that was a peaking year for us. And that's another one of those, you know, where it comes back to working with the families and things like that is a quicker problem solving than, you know, having them sit in a shelter. Because when you're at capacity and you have nowhere else to go, you have to start working on stuff, you know, you have to figure it out. And so, yeah, a lot of kiddos last year. And this year we had a little slow period to the start, but I could only see, you know, with especially online stuff and trafficking stuff going on nowadays, that it's going to continue to rise, even though our goal is to, everybody asks me all the time, is do I want a bigger shelter? And my answer is always no. Like, I don't want more kids in situations like this.
We want to solve the problem. We don't want to allow it to get larger.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that's an interesting thing to touch on, too, because, you're covering the issue with a Band-Aid here. It's a necessary one for sure, but there is a root issue that ultimately, you know, there's a bigger support needed for that. I'm kind of curious about that. Are there any talks or conversations of how we can address that, the root issue, or how do we get kids to knock on your door?
Yeah, we're actually digging into that. Next week on April 23rd, we're hosting a class with RCPC and FPD, and it's Why Kids Run Away.
Wow.
And so it's all the the reasons that might cause it, the things to look for. And then part of that is also for parents to, like, how to look for those warning signs and how to have that conversation with your kid before it happens, or how to fix that problem. So this is something we are starting to get more into the education side with parents and the community as a whole. And that's something we're just starting on. So this will be the first class in that series. But, yeah, we saw, like, we've seen the gaps, and now we're kind of stepping into them. Like, how do we're moving from a reactive to a preventive state. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of, that's our goal, is where to go from here, you know.
And I think you're on the right track there. The communication is the key. You know, that's the solution when they hit your door, and truly having the conversation and before then is, that's wonderful. I congratulate you for being able to resource with, you know, with the local community to reach out and start educating these students and just recognizing the signs, recognizing what, you know, a friend may be experiencing, or, you know, what sort of resources are out there, and that it's okay to talk about. It truly is okay to talk about and share your experience and ask for help.
Absolutely.
And, because we all truly need it. It doesn't matter how old you are.
Yep.
We all need help with communication. I'm telling you, if we could all have a middle person to help translate what I'm saying when I talk to my husband, like, that would be right. Wouldn't that be great? So, that's wonderful. I mean, and the talk of expansion. I mean, like you said, that's not the goal, is to house more, but the idea is to still spread the help. Do you have new developments or expansions that you're looking into? I mean, I believe you've got like an older age range that you're trying to.
The older group, the 18 to 24s, are part of our Evolve program, which was developed in 2025 as well, early 2025. And that was to address the age out gap, you know, of kiddos going from 17 to 18. Instead of them, you know, on their birthday, then they have a whole adult life now to do. Everything changes, right? And they have no direction. They have no idea where to go. They feel like they don't have support. And so the goal is to give them a safe place to learn life's lessons. And, you know, there's going to be hiccups along the way. And instead of being in an apartment and getting kicked out for some reason, or, you know, you just get hit with a car bill because something happens, you know, giving them a place where they can learn how to, like, budget and do all those things while having a roof over their head. And so that's our Evolve program right now. We have one building on our property that houses for those kiddos, but it's only two bedrooms, so it's already very limited. And so that's the program that we're looking to expand, because that is the biggest age group gap that we are seeing in the community right now, especially with homelessness, is that 18 to 24, 18 to 25 more accurately. And so that's the one that we're hoping to do more with. And what that looks like is like individual style housing, you mm-hmm. know, for them. So they they live in their own house. They have that independence and they're learning those self-freedoms. But they also have a program alongside it to teach them very basic things, budgeting, cooking, going to the store, filling out taxes, you know, all those things that maybe somebody didn't help them with or they just didn't have those supports along the way.
Sure.
To just give them a better start and see if that starts solving some of the range into adult homelessness, you know. So that's our goal with that. We do have some prospective things in mind, but we don't have any like dates or anything set yet for it. So.
No, that I mean, and that's such important work. I mean, truly, that's such a critical time of life, figuring out, you know, how are we supposed to adult? What is all these new requirements and bills and things, and how do I make money to cover the needs? And
so
what you're doing is truly incredible work. It really highlights, you know, how critical it is to have a place like The Door in our community. You know, once again, you are listening to Behind the Mission with United Way of the Tanana Valley. I'm Kayla Smith here today with Crystal and Alea with Fairbanks Youth Advocates. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we will be talking about how the community can support their work and an exciting event coming up you do not want to miss. So stay with us. We will be right back.
Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. We'll continue after this short break on KFAR Radio.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it, sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
The United Way of the Tanana Valley's mission is to improve the lives of every person by mobilizing the caring power of our community. We inspire others to join us in supporting our local nonprofits that serve our friends and neighbors by providing life-changing services here in Interior Alaska. To learn more about how you can give, advocate, and volunteer with us, please contact our office at 907-452-7211 or go to our website at unitedwaytananavalley.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today, from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m., Behind the Mission with the United Way at 11:30, followed by Sensible Health Solutions with White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekend just got local with KFAR Radio. Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. And now, let's get behind the mission.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everyone. So you are listening to Behind the Mission with United Way of the Tanana Valley. I'm Kayla Smith. Our guest today, we have Crystal and Alea with Fairbanks Youth Advocates. And for those of you just joining us, we are talking about The Door, a program that provides safe shelter, support, and resources for the youth and families in our community. So we're going to actually talk about something super fun and exciting that I'm looking forward to that's coming up. You have an event, a fundraiser, Carhartt and Pearls, happening, I think it's May 9th.
Yep.
So we've got a couple weeks yet. What's this event all about?
So Carhartt and Pearls has been Fairbanks Youth Advocates annual event for quite some time now. Mary Lee Bates started it back when she was director. And so it's been a longstanding event for us. And it really celebrates like the two sides of our kids that we see. You know, we have the Carhartt side. And when you think of that, you think of like rugged, hard work, challenges and facing a lot of things. And you know, our Carhartt gear, it always comes in dirty. It always comes in, you know, like it's that tough outer shell that our kids have when they show up to us. Right. And then as you get to know them and as their stories unfold and you start to see their true personalities and their like little behaviors come out, like those are the pearls that we find within them. Or
wow.
the sibling set that we had at Christmas, and they got a placement all together just a few days before Christmas Day. It was like that was a little pearl, like mm-hmm. in the midst of their Carhartt struggle that they're going through. So right. It kind of celebrates, you know, the different sides of our kiddos, but like what's truly there and what truly matters for them. So
that is fantastic. Yeah. I did not know that that was the history of the name of the event, the Carhartt and Pearls. I was definitely thinking like Fairbanks, fabulous, you know.
Well,
which is like a twofold, right? But that is it's a treasure. Like that's so meaningful. That has such a deeper meaning than, you know, than your classic Fairbanks event. But that's beautiful. Yeah.
Well, to be fair, I think it was founded just because it was the two sides of Fairbanks. But last year, there was a story that I told to the night of Carhartt and Pearls. And it was, we were working on a door with me and another kiddo. And it kind of just hit me in that moment. And I was like, wow, this is really like more than just Carhartt and Pearl, like just the two words or the two, you know, like
right.
It has a deeper meaning. And I think that really ties it together too for our people who want to attend the event, like, mm-hmm. you know, so.
Absolutely, because it hits home. It hits home. We all have that. We all have to deal with that tough outer shell where we're out there, the extra toughs, man, we're muddy. It's a mess. we're experiencing breakup right now. We're all in the thick of it. But we stay because of that beautiful crisp spring morning, you know, those little pearls that are out there.
Right.
That's wonderful. I mean, so tell me a little bit more about the event itself. You know, what's sort of the lineup for the night? What are we looking at?
Yeah, this year we've got a silent auction. So the first hour is the silent auction part, and then a cocktail hour. Then we've got several speakers and then, you know, stories of the kiddos lined up to go. So those are important things that, you know, everybody wants to hear, right?
Mission focus.
Exactly.
Yep.
So, and that are important to hear, you know, for our kiddos who have gone through it and are telling those, or staff who are telling those, and then they're telling it to the people who also need to hear it.
Right.
Some of those who are out there. So we've got that. We actually have an exciting live auction now that we didn't think we were going to do, but I connected with the owner over at Iron and Wood the other day, and he has an incredible story, you know, along the lines that lines up exactly with the shelter. And I don't want to tell too much of his story, but it was like this moment we just like looked each other in the eye and the thing, and it was like, holy cow, like our missions and like his life and our mission just connected.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'll do whatever, like I'll be there. So we have an exciting item for the live auction. If you guys are familiar with the store, you'll know what that probably is. But so we have that. We actually have a dessert auction going on as well. And then the last part of the night is kind of like a community come together moment. And
sure.
I'm not going to share any details, but if you were there last year, you kind of know part of what it is.
Aww.
And I think that is the most meaningful part to me and for our kiddos. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
That's exciting. That leaves a lot to look forward to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're leaving a lot of like excitement and anticipation for the night. But this year is probably going to be, like I said the other day, I'm biased, but I think this is going to be our most impactful, most meaningful year that Carhartt and Pearls have had, especially with all the changes in the organization and how we've grown this past year.
Planning it has definitely put us in the position to have a couple cold chills
when
we're talking about it. So we're really excited.
Yeah, no, that's great. I mean, year after year, how many years have you guys been doing this?
So we did it a couple years before COVID. And then the history of the organization, we had the embezzlement, you know, and so we took a couple years off. So last year was actually the first year we brought it back. And so this is year two of how many ever years it happened before, but this is kind of our second comeback year.
Yeah,
so,
that's good. And every year you'll experience more and you'll
absolutely
save more for the next year and build
stronger.
Yeah, exactly. Come back stronger, making it your own and everything. And I think, yeah, that's wonderful. And now you've got new partners and everything moving forward, which is also the mission, to be able to bring the awareness to the community. And, you know, I can guarantee there are hundreds, if not thousands, more of those connection stories just like that.
Oh, I'm sure of it. Mm-hmm. Right. It was the coolest thing this year, too, was when we were getting just stuff for the auction, you know, the silent auction. And business owner after business owner was like, yeah, I have a story like this, or I have something that relates to that. And there were just so many. I was like, I wish all of you could talk, but I would need the event center for like a week. So, and it's just really cool that there's so many people that I feel like we didn't even really have to do any work this year for it. Like, wow. All of our sponsors just came forward.
Just willing.
That's yeah. Amazing. And it was cool to see how, you know, just the change and the response from the community too. Everybody's like coming behind and coming around our kids. It's really cool to see that. So,
well, the community can also see your passion.
Yeah.
They can see your passion and your dedication to these kids and to the mission and to the families here in the community. And so, you know, we want to support that. That's a part mm-hmm. of our mission. That's like why we live here, right? It's like we endure needing the boots so that we can mm-hmm. have these pearl moments of connection. Like, that's so perfect. So, I mean, good for you. I love that that it's not just a fundraiser. It truly is a connecting moment for you guys with your community, with your kids, with families. And, you know, again, it's about spreading the word and just mm-hmm. having mm-hmm. those conversations and that going around asking for a fundraiser item. Yes, but it's that conversation and that connection that really mm-hmm. is the impact. I mean, you touch other people's lives who have overcome something by continuing to help kids who are going through what people have gone through in their lives. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just got chills because that's
breaking a cycle.
It's truly exactly. And that is, you know, that's invaluable. Thank you. So congratulations to you and to all the support and everything. So how can the community directly support this particular event? Are there tickets available? How do we get tickets?
Yeah, tickets are available. I will say there's less than 20 left. So if you're going to do it fast. They're available on our website. If you go to FairbanksYouthAdvocates.org, there is a drop-down page for Carhartt and Pearls, and there's a link directly to that. If there's business owners, people out there who want to donate something to the silent auction, we are getting kind of close to the end period where we're going to close that because we have to get all the logistics in order. But
sure.
I will say we're going to make a call out to all the bakers out there. If you have, you know, your prize dessert you want to put in a dessert auction that's going to benefit a kiddo, bring it to us. We've got, I think, from May 3rd to May 8th, we're accepting dessert items for the auction. So,
or if you're a florist. Please,
online. Yeah.
Okay.
Obviously, Mother's Day is the day after, so there's kind of a little special moment planned for that as well.
Oh,
so if
okay.
there are florists out there that want to support our moms and our kiddos as well.
That would be great.
Okay.
Alea's been trying with the floors.
There you go. A little call to action to our community here.
Four the other day. And it was like a busy line on almost all of them.
Oh, man. They're slinging flowers, man.
They are. They're
well,
busy.
And one did pick up, and she was like, so that's also Mother's Day. No promises. I'm sorry.
Oh, dear. Yeah, that's a thing. It truly is. I mean, well, you just keep trying. You know, you keep asking.
Yeah.
And then if it doesn't work this year,
I'll just go pick
next
these flowers
year.
Myself if I have
Amen,
to.
Amen, sister.
Speaking of trying, I'm going to let Alea tell you about our endeavors with Carhartt, because we've had some really cool wins.
Oh,
if you guys follow us on social media, you've seen us tagging them every single day. We've asked them for a couple sponsorships, but we know that they have millions of requests, right? And so this little nonprofit in Fairbanks, like, who's gonna see that, you know? But I'll let Alea tell you our two people from Carhartt that have reached out, and it's mm-hmm. been an exciting story in that as well.
Good deal.
Yeah, so I started, you know, Christelle was telling me that she had already sent in, like, our ask to Carhartt, and we weren't receiving anything. Like, she had sent it in, like, 3 times. And so I was like, you know what? I'm just going to be stubborn. I'm going to post them every single day on our story, and I'm going to at them and at every single one that I can think of that's, you know, relative to not only Fairbanks but the U.S., right?
Yeah, tag it, yes.
And so first we did get response from Carhartt Women.
On day 13.
What was her name? Danielle? No.
No, Danielle was this one.
Yeah.
Laura.
Laura. Yeah, so we got response back from Carhartt Women, and we got a huge box full of goodies that we're actually going to be able to put those on for the auction, and we were able to also, I think we gave a couple to staff as well to sponsor it a little bit. And then, so I'm sitting here, we're at work one day, and this lady, Danielle, she lets us know that she actually is familiar with a rep here in Fairbanks. He travels to Alaska often with Carhartt.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was going to get us in contact with the right guy. thought nothing of it. In fact, Christelle accidentally messaged her the wrong message back. And she, I got a call, and it was from Gabe with Carhartt. And I said, what? And so we actually have Carhartt Women and Carhartt Kids lined up with us to give us merch and stuff. So
that's great. Yeah. That's the persistence. I love it. Yeah. Never give up. Never give up. Keep asking.
He said, after 51 days, I figured I should call you.
After that long, exactly. So keep calling those florists. They'll come through for you at some point. So ladies, I want to thank you both so much for joining us today and for the work that you do and your team, everything that you do to support the youth in our community. To wrap it up again, I'm Kayla Smith, Executive Director with United Way of the Tanana Valley. We've been visiting with Crystal and Alea with Fairbanks Youth Advocates. If you're looking to make a real impact, head on over to their website at fairbanksyouthadvocates.org or take a look at their Facebook page. Until next time, it has been a pleasure chatting with you all today. And thank you very much. Thanks for listening in. Take care, everyone.
You have been listening to Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. To listen back to this or any of our other local programs, simply click on the archives page at kfarradio.com. Behind the Mission has been a presentation of the United Way and Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station.